This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, we've been trying to fix the NBA for, I don't know, Kevin, how many years with the, is it the NBA Plus?
What was at least 7 years. NBA Plus would have fixed the playoffs and the tanking system, but.
The NBA NIT, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah, it was Super Bowl Plus.
Yeah, Super Bowl Plus, NBA NIT, and Reggie, you look confused. 1053thefan.com/fancam. Take screenshots and make fun of everybody on the show, because it's pretty hilarious. But, yeah, NBA NIT was something we were going to try and create because it would have made, just like they were discussing, the mid-season tournament or whatever. We already came up with that
7 years ago.
But not televised.
No, not. Hold on.
To really stick it to these teams that didn't make the playoffs, you have to play for your spot in the draft, but we're not even going to televise these games because you guys were so bad this year.
You have to wait to read the newspaper the next day to find out what happened.
It's like a boxing match. What was the old paper you had, Kevin?
It was the New York Times. So I got an amazing present from my cousins. It was old reprinted versions of the New York Times. And one of them from like the 1920s said, they're on the front page, it said, "Please do not call in for updates about the score to the World Series game as our reporters are busy doing things." And like, it said it more eloquently than that, but like, that was the idea of it. And I thought that was amazing, is because like, these reporters are trying to write stories and people are like, "What's the score of the game?"
Well, I found while we have this time on our hands, I wanted to present some ideas at 877-881-1053. If you want to text in some ideas that you've had that you want to get out there of how to make the NBA better, other than like turn it into the NFL, because I know that happens sometimes.
Oh, is that an option?
Some people don't like basketball. I get it. But I have some rules changes that you guys might be interested in. And I know, you know, Bassick and Kevin and Reggie are really good, big basketball heads, so this will help out too. All right, so the first one is eliminate foul outs. And one of the things they say is that, you know, a lot of times you'll say, okay, this is this guy's second foul, so he has to head to the bench in game one of the NBA Finals with only a few minutes into the game, right? Mm. And so the player exits, he's frustrated, and he doesn't get to come back until like the middle of the second quarter, and now he's missed all this time because they want to keep him for late in the fourth quarter. So just eliminate foul outs altogether. I have some other options for this because I think some people think that, if you eliminate foul outs, then there's no, you know, you're just fouling all the time. But we'll get into those in just a minute. Would you guys be upset if the NBA got rid of foul outs altogether?
I wouldn't be upset with it, but I do like the strategy of, if a guy has four fouls and you don't take him out in the third quarter, attack that guy. And that guy kind of has to play either softer defense, or he commits another foul. Now he only has one foul, or he's eliminated. I do get it. It does stink for the overall product of the game. Because, look, for the last 5 or so years, the Mavericks haven't been relevant in the NBA for playoff basketball. Is if you're watching a playoff game and one of the great players fouls out or gets two quick fouls in the game and he sits out, you're like, son of a gun, man, I kind of tuned in to watch the Greek Freak or whoever it is, and now they're in foul trouble and sitting out. When you are watching a game with a high rooting interest, fouls are part of the strategy of the game. So I want, if the Mavericks were to play, let's say, the Clippers in round one this year, and you get Kawhi Leonard with a foul in the first minute of the game, and then you attack him and he accidentally fouls again, that's great to watch the game and the strategy of, all right, now Kawhi has to sit out the next 7 minutes of the game. Let's take advantage of this.
So it kind of depends, and this might be the case for several of these, Corey. What are we shooting for here? Are we shooting to make the NBA a pure, like, better product? Or are you like, man, we're in the entertainment industry. Because if that's what you're shooting for, then damn right get rid of the foul houses. You have 12 fouls in a game if you want, because Mike's absolutely right. People don't tune in and they're like, ah, smart strategy to go after Anthony Davis right there. That'll really put it to them, and now he's on the bench. They're like, no, I want to see the brow, and I want to see him doing his thing. And so if you're just going like straight purity of the game, this is a bad idea. If you embrace the fact that you're an entertainment product and you need to win people back, get rid of the fouls. Let people do that. Well, not get rid of fouls. Get rid of foul outs.
I feel like this is actually counterintuitive, right? Like, if you institute this, I mean, the natural inclination for teams is going to be, okay, well, we could play hard-nosed defense and, you know, not worry about those fouls because we're not going to lose our better players.
Yes.
That's going to slow down your play time. I think what we've got now actually works better in that regard where, you know, teams are not going to play as hard. Obviously, people are going to play hard-nosed defense for the most part, but like they're not going to play as tough defense. They're not going to be as reckless, and that allows for more offense. Remember, offense is what sells people on this game,
yes,
oddly enough. So if you have people fouling, it's going to slow down offense. It's going to make it less tenable. And then also, you know, we kind of have settled that that star player dilemma because stars kind of get the star fouls, and stars are not going to get called on a lot of fouls anyways.
I don't like that adding extra free throws, because I was thinking about this as we were talking, like, hey, if you fouled out, if you have six fouls, if you commit your seventh foul, it's four free throws instead of two free throws. I don't want to watch somebody shoot four free throws. What I could say is, though, if you want to do this, I'm okay with maybe saying, hey, there's no foul outs, but if you have a seventh foul, you're still in the game. If you foul, no matter what happens, it's automatic 2 points and two free throws. So I've already added 2 points to the team. You fouled, it's your seventh foul. 2 points now go to that team, and they're shooting two free throws, so you can possibly get 4 points out of a guy committing his seventh foul or eighth foul or ninth foul.
Okay, well, here are three other options to go along with that. If you don't like the idea of eliminating foul outs completely, option number one, raise the foul out number from 6 to 10. So it gives you more fouls, but it also doesn't eliminate it altogether. Maybe you can find a common ground of like 8. I don't know.
Do you think someone would ever foul? I mean, I guess probably.
Yes, Mark Madsen is fouling out easy, dude. You know, like Sean Bradley's getting his first 6 in the first half. Right. So then the other option, and Mike, this kind of goes to what you were just suggesting. Yours was a little more harsh. Every foul a player commits after number 6. Gives the opponent 2 free throws and possession. So that would clearly deter a lot of people from fouling in those situations once they got past 6.
I don't mind that at all.
But that also gives them the way of, okay, you got your 6 now. Now if anything you do beyond it, you're screwed. So you would really want to wait till as late as you could there. And the other one, the penalty box. I know that's a really ridiculous one, but I think everybody loves a good penalty box anyway, right? Like hockey is awesome
like
because
it has
a penalty
box. Like
you have
to sit out 2 minutes?
Would it be 4-on-5 then? Oh, my God, I'm so in on that. I mean, I know the purists of the game, again, will be furious, but I also...
1 minute for foul number 7, 2 minutes for foul number 8, and so on and so forth.
See, I like the idea, Bassick, of commentators having to change up their explanations, too. Like, let's say the Mavericks are losing by 3, and they're playing the Lakers, and there's 20 seconds left, and they're walking the ball down the court, and you hear... Well, the Mavericks could go for a quick bucket here to move it within 1. They could try to tie, or of course they could win if they could draw a foul off of LeBron, who already has 7 fouls, and then they would get 4 free throws in an attempt to win the game. Like at that point, the play has already been over. Like you have so much you have to re-explain to people on every single play. It could get quite confusing.
It could be fun though. An idea of what could be fun. And you know, like just think about that. The NBA power play, it's gonna be awesome. All right, so and here was
Oh, I'm sorry, Corey. Can we steal the one thing from what was it the WNBA did in their All-Star game?
Oh, the hockey.
Yeah, that's if we're gonna steal one thing from hockey, I want it to be the shift change.
Oh.
So like you don't have to stop at the scorer's table. Like you can just run onto the court and the other person can run off the court. That's what I want.
Here's another suggestion. Automatic 2-point penalty for Euro fouls. There's nothing worse than Kevin Durant and Steph Curry out on a 2-on-1 break and then all of a sudden Joe Ingles comes up and just takes him out and ruins the fun for everybody. So you just double up the penalty. It's a 2-point penalty if you get a Euro foul.
So will that determination be made on how good you are before the game? Like Joe Ingles walks up and they're like, you're worth four free throws.
No, it's
Kevin Durant's a half a free throw. They're
the
like,
idea,
nah.
No, the idea is that no matter who it is, if an exciting play is about to happen and you bust up our alley-oop, then you are screwed. You get to suffer 2 points right
okay.
there.
I will say I'm starting to really hate the Euro step because they have taken such liberties with it. People are jumping to one foot, then jumping to the other, and then jumping off of that foot to lay it up. And that would be considered a really light Euro step because sometimes it's jump, 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 jump. And I'm like, that's not real basketball. I get that that's the way basketball has gone. But if you go back to maybe Ginobili, and he was kind of one of the first that I remember really creating the kind of awkward steps, which was the Euro step, is now guys are actually jumping, and they're gaining so much ground. And I'm like, you shouldn't be able to jump three times. And it's just like, well, that's just Euro stepping.
That's right there. Those words are the words of a guy that was not a nimble athlete.
Yeah,
that's
Mike, why are you hating on athleticism?
I don't mind the change in the stepping, the way guys are doing it or did it, but now we're getting to jumping, and you're not allowed. Like, if you come to a jump stop and your feet don't hit at the same time, they still will call traveling on that. But yet if I jump, 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 go up, they're like, nope, there's no problem with that, even though you've jumped three times.
You got to be watching the fan cam for this part, because he is not only saying jump, he is acting out. And like, he's not just jumping, he's like doing the basketball style motions where he's giving you the movement as well. It's fantastic.
I will say that there's a video, and Reggie, I don't know if you saw it this morning, that I kind of retweeted it. Tovash had tweeted it, and so I went and watched it, and it's a video of like, it was mocking Luka and Kristaps.
Oh,
and there's
no.
One point at the very end where two guys go up to block Luka's shot, but he does a step back and they go past him, and then he goes another step back. He does a double step back, and I was like, that's totally – it's a parody. It's hilarious. Check it out, even though I don't love parodies. Kevin, I have another one. Now, this one's kind of difficult. The mid-range three-point zone – and so they're suggesting that now you can kind of give a shaded area where three-pointers will count, even though they should be two-pointers. I'm going to skip past that one.
So you're just moving the line in at that
point?
Yeah,
it was too
confusing. But not all the – I think it sounds like this, like, stripe going across the mid-range zone. So you're not just moving the line all the way in. That sounds strange. I'm out on that.
Yeah, it was like, hold on, that we already have the three-point zone, but nobody's taking, you know, those 18-foot shots anymore. Everybody's taking either in the corner or they're taking deep threes.
Is one of these rules make it take it?
That's
no. That's what I keep waiting for.
No, I think the one that you will like the most is something. There is the late-game option to decline free throws.
Yes.
So if you
are. Oh, my God. Yes. I'm sorry, Corey. I'm so much in agreement with this rule. Look, the last 2 minutes of a basketball game could be magical, or they could make somebody never, ever want to watch the sport again. This is what you see when you get down the stretch. You want your game to be 0 to 3 points in deficit or 12 or more, because anything in between that is the death zone of fun. Because that last 2 minutes in is going to take 58 minutes because it's so awful with all the fouling, and I hate it so much.
The Mavs would love this rule because we can't shoot free throws, so we would decline all free throws no matter who you foul. We can't make them with under 2 minutes. We just want the ball back.
They're like, you only get 1 point, and we'd be like, that's fine.
Yeah, no,
we would take 1 point if they're like, do you want to shoot these two free throws, or we'll just give you 1 point and the other team gets the ball? I'd be like, we'll take the 1 point. That's a better percentage than us with under 2 minutes to go.
Dang. And then the last one, I think it was, well, no, hold on, there's two more. One is, and I think the big three is already doing this, 1 3-point foul shot for all 3 points. So you just take one shot,
okay,
and it's from the 3-point line, and you get it free. Instead of being at, I believe, at the free throw line.
So there's no rebound on it?
Right. Yeah. If you miss it, the team gets 0 points, boom, done, and you start the next play.
Okay.
And then the last one is garbage time fan sub. So essentially, you can just pick one fan, say, you know what, it's your turn because you're getting blown out by 20 right now.
Man, it's almost like a different version of that movie, Eddie, coming alive.
That's going to excite people to go into the stadium again for sure.
And my dad have talked about this. Why wouldn't you, for the richest NBA fans, and there's a whole bunch of them because of how much ticket cost, that you get to suit out for the Mavericks for $100,000 for
The Tony Romo experience.
Yeah, the Tony Romo experience. You can't get in the game. I guess you can be active. If the coach would never put you in, but you get to do the layup line, and you get to sit on the bench in jersey, and then at halftime, you get to be in the locker room at halftime. It's going to cost you $100,000 for a game.
Hold on, Bassick. You said they could never get in the game. Let's think about this. When sports comes back, there's still going to be a lot of money needed to be raised for the coronavirus relief efforts. Here's what I say. You start with the Romo experience for the richest people at $1 million.
Okay.
For $5 million, I'll move you up to, I don't know, ninth in the rotation. So, like, maybe we're moving up the – but for $15 million, you will absolutely get in the game. You're telling me we don't have a fan of every single team in the league that will give $15 million to get in an NBA game? Bang! There's $450 million to kick into your economy, and I didn't even have to do a stimulus package.
Yeah, there better be a waiver in there because that person's getting hurt. Right?
That's
like,
fine.
I don't know how they're getting
hurt. They
got the
money. They got the better doctors to fix themselves up. Why do you think they didn't get corona to begin with?
Oh, wow.
Although I guess that didn't really work out for James Dolan, so who's to say about all of that?
Can you imagine what Knicks fans are? I when I saw that, I was like, oh no! Like, I know what Knicks fans are hoping.
We might see the worst of people.
Yeah,
based on what we're seeing there.
Social media or really anything if you're James Dolan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us, and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.